I'm Larry Caressel with Arts Focus, and with Kathleen Clausen from the Dayton Opera.
We're going to start out our season in September with Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific. This is the 75th anniversary of that classic musical, and we'll be collaborating with Wright State University with their musical theater program. Joe Deere is going to direct. It's fully staged. People may not know, but the piece was written for a very famous operatic baritone in the lead, and it seemed like the perfect thing for us to start our season.
Will the staging be like what we've seen when other theater companies do South Pacific? Are you doing something more elaborate with it?
Well, I mean, it's going to be South Pacific with singing and dancing, and we're using the costumes from the new Broadway production, so it's going to be splashy and wonderful with great, great singing. And of course, the Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra in the pit. Neil Gittleman is conducting. Wade Russo is music director, helping to prepare all the singers. And Greg Helms will be the choreographer. So sort of hometown group with some guest artists to make this great, great work.
Who's playing the big baritone part?
His name is Morgan Smith. He's absolutely spectacular. He's really well known for contemporary works and especially contemporary American works, but he is a tremendous singing actor, and everybody's gonna fall in love with his gorgeous voice.
And then after Rodgers and Hammerstein, what's in store next for the Dayton Opera?
Well, in December, we will be bringing back our very own production of A Mall and the Night Visitors, Menotti's classic opera, which is perfect for families. It's only just under an hour long, and it's a great introduction to opera. A beautiful, beautiful story about what happens when you give selflessly.
Then what happens in February of 2025?
2 years ago, we did a great concert celebrating Maria Callas with four young sopranos and Howard Watkins performing her greatest hits, as it were. And people loved that concert and contacted me about, you should do this again, but with men. So I thought about what that would be, and I decided this year is the 35th anniversary of the Three Tenors concert. You probably remember that. I know I certainly do. When Placido Domingo, Jose Carreras, and Luciano Pavarotti did a huge concert in Rome, and it was an international hit. The most selling classical album of all time, I understand. And so we're sort of recreating that concert with three young up-and-coming tenors and much of that music, but then pieces also that celebrate the special talents of the singers we're bringing in.
How do you top that with the season finale?
Well, I think the only way to do that is with the grandest of all grand operas, Verdi's Aida. It is truly spectacular. We've got over 100 people on stage, and the Dayton Philharmonic in the pit, great, great singers, and DCDC is joining Dayton Ballet, and I'm really excited that our incoming artistic director will be conducting, so Kitaro Harada will be conducting. People are pretty excited about this season. When I describe what we're doing, people's eyes light up, and tickets are selling, so get your season tickets now.
Get all of the details about the Dayton Opera, Dayton Ballet, and Dayton Philharmonic upcoming season by visiting daytonperformingarts.org. I'm Larry Caressel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.